CRP in finite capacity scheduling systems. Many enterprise resources planning, ERP, systems feature a closed-loop process that relies on feedback from subsequent stages of the manufacturing process to adjust and improve preceding activities. These are finite capacity scheduling systems. Here we examine how capacity requirements planning, CRP, works when it uses finite capacity assumptions, starting with master scheduling and then during execution. Interaction of CRP with master scheduling. CRP is performed at a level below master scheduling. The summarized and selective data used for rough cut capacity planning may or may not come from the same files that provide the detailed CRP data. The master scheduler should monitor key work center capacities to verify that the master scheduling process is not causing overloads. Regular overloads may indicate that the data being used need to be revised. Regular underloads may indicate a need to revise data or may be caused by business conditions, for example, market conditions or competitive activity. Interaction of CRP and execution. CRP prepares the operating plan for execution in the job and batch manufacturing environment. The planner and production control must work together. This collaboration is supported by communication and feedback between the two groups. Key points are summarized in Exhibit 4-115. Exhibit 4-115, CRP and execution interaction. The planner shares the weekly plan with production control. Production control uses the plan to deploy labor and other resources. The planner and production control meet weekly to review issues, such as unexpected capacity constraints. Production control releases orders for managing the queues at the gateway work centers. A gateway work center is defined by the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a work center that performs the first operation of a particular routing sequence. Work is prioritized by production control based on CRP dispatch lists. The dispatch lists are updated frequently, usually daily. Dispatchers must recognize capacity limitations, or work in process will increase. The planner and production control agree on priority rules for effective dispatching. Order status is updated by production control, if possible, daily, since this information is a key input to CRP. Production control identifies past due orders and reschedules them after conferring with the planner, if necessary. If production control sees that bottlenecks and excessive lead times are developing on the shop floor as a result of errors in planning, this information is communicated to the planner.